Okay, good morning, afternoon to others, maybe evening. My name is Dion, or you know, I was going to correct you. I'm from Ohio and also a grateful member of Ebony OA group. And you and I, But anywho, let me just share my experience, strength, and hope on unity in OA. I want to start off with the big book because I just love it. That's where I found my solution. And it's in Roman numeral 16 or XVI at the bottom. It says he's sober, never to drink again up to the moment of his death in 1950. This seemed to prove that one alcoholic could affect another as no non-alcoholic could. It also indicated that strenuous work, one alcoholic with another, was vital to permanent recovery. Yay. And then we're going to switch on over here to XIX, which is Roman numeral 19, page 19. So here it is in that first paragraph, starting with, but out of this frightening, this is from the forward to the second edition, by the way, that I'm reading from. And it says, but out of this frightening and at first disrupting experience, the conviction grew that AAs had to hang together or die separately. We had to unify our fellowship or pass off the scene. And I'm going to stop with that and some other stuff in the AA 12 and 12 as well. But I like that because a little bit about my story and unity. I learned unity from a long time ago for some beautiful parents told us to stick together no matter what if we plan to exist. And that theme seems to work now. I think all of us are still here, praise God, except for one. But anyway, I'm a family of seven siblings. So with that, I was the one that ate a lot. I was that Mikey, you know, give it to Dion. And like the other speakers spoke, it's past history, childhood trauma, sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and most importantly, spiritual abuse from the church leaders that we went to after my parents split. So, but through that, food was my pacifier. It was my number one go-to. And as growing up, I was, of course, as I always would get larger and huger and huger. And I got up to 302, I believe it was. My last time I weighed was a doctor's scale or something, because the scale I had wouldn't go that far. I'm like, oh, forget it. But and today I'm like 122 pound weight loss and been steady keeping that since. For the last 10 years, since June 23rd, 2012. And I'm very grateful. And it's because OA saved my life. Of course, I'm a member of many other fellowships. Who wouldn't be with all of diagnosis and diseases and dysfunction that we had to live through? The gift is what I love about my family. They always said, no matter what, and I've seen them, wherever you at, get better. Get better. Okay, message you were wrong, then get better. And that directly reminds me of the fellowship and also holding together. And I do know from personal experience that when we don't hold together, it usually dissolves, whether it's a meeting. I've seen that over the years. I came to Overeaters Anonymous in 1990 after a friend in another program, a beverage program, as we call it, kindly suggest. I didn't take it too kindly, but it convicted me. So, and I noticed, you know, that I'd switch addictions from one, and I was just using, I wanted more food. I went to food events. I went food related events. They had nothing to do with me. If they had a bulletin in the program, they say, hey, we celebrating somebody's anniversary. I was that one, me and my children. We sure did. Cause I love the cake. The cake and all those things was so vital to me. It kept me going. And it was my lifeline until it became like a boomerang, came back and stabbed me to death, seems like almost. But thank God for the 12-step program and my open-mindedness. I had an open mind. I said, yeah, this ain't working. Even though I will admit to others, I don't care, just don't look at me. This, I got big bones. And then I think it was in 2000, I think 2010 or 9, I had a surgeon. The doctor said, your bones are so tiny. I'm like, for real? But I couldn't use that excuse no more. So anyway, but all the things I did to find solutions to a problem that only a God and a spiritual experience could solve for me at that time. At that time, I did not know. But the gift, and when I talk about unity, when I came into Overeaters Anonymous in 90, of course, it was like a sprinkle of people of color there and here locally. But we would always get to go to conventions and local state conventions. And this is before Zoom, of course, and a lot of technology. We went to conventions. We would see other people of color there because I thought I was the only one. But the difference is, even in the meetings I went to, our pain was still the same. I would hear people say the pain is still the same, you know, and it was, I can identify with what they were sharing. They were hurting. I was hurting. Things I had never told anyone. I'm like, how do y'all feel that way? So I knew as I grew and my mind opened to spiritual concept, and I stopped blaming God for everything. I stopped blaming my parents. And stop blaming others, you know. But the gift, one of the things I heard in the other program was take what you like or what you can use and store the rest. I'm like, oh yeah, but they said leave at first. I'm like, I leave that. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear that step. I don't. And then our community of people of color in Overeaters Anonymous, we started a people of color meeting back in, I think it was like 92. We tried to start a meeting here in local, but we didn't get much support from Cincinnati. We didn't get much support from outsiders at that time. And we were new. We didn't know about integral. We tried. We all showed up, but we didn't. It was like the blind leading the blind. But the gift was most of us hung around. Some did die off the scene. A lot of them did. And because we just didn't feel a part of. So coming into Overeaters Anonymous at that convention, I met a young man that told me about phone meetings. And I started going to phone meetings and I heard about Ebony Overeaters. And someone asked me to speak, but I originally went from another group called The Vision for You. I was introduced to that. And before that, it was a coffee shop. I kept following the recovery. Whatever I seen results, I was following, not to put any other fellowship or group down. So, and then from there, I found out about Ebony, and that was even more feeling like I'm at home. It's like, oh, inclusive. It's like I wouldn't get shut up. I was in meetings, some meetings where you can only pick certain people to speak, of course, or after meetings, they wouldn't shake your hand, things like that. But I was stubborn. And I'm like, I'm gonna come anyway. So what? I don't care if you don't like. So that's perfect. And thank you for that World Day of Unity. I needed that. We all do. That was priceless. Whoever thought of that. Just being reminded of why Ebony? Because times when I would go to other meetings, I got mistreated, you know, it's just the societal norms. And some people were just afraid. They didn't know. They had never seen a Black person, things of that nature. So I get it. I always was the type of person to try to empathize with another. But being to come to Ebony Overeaters Anonymous, and it was a phone meeting, but we're Zoom now, I felt home. I felt at home. I felt like I'm going home for not the horrible Thanksgiving, but a good Thanksgiving meal. I felt like I can undress without being made fun of, you know, because going into meetings, I don't know about others, but people wouldn't shake my hand, or if I share my pain, you know, they act like it wasn't said. I didn't say anything, you know. But there was always this one person in my higher power would put in my life to reach out to me. And my sponsor, she was a non-person of color. I love her so much to this day, and she was locally. She held my hand and guided me through it. I was like, don't stop, you know, and I love her. And to this day, and she's still doing good. But I seem to get more out of sticking with the big book. And there's nothing wrong with all the other approaches, but I just can share what works for me. I love seeing young people in the meeting. I do. I love seeing you all sharing your experience. I love seeing everybody that opened the door for us, even people who's getting to know people of color. You know, we are not a glum lot, as the big books say. We can mix in this meeting where we ordinarily wouldn't. And then eventually it spreads out to the world. And that's what I found in Overeaters Anonymous. When it comes to unity, it has to begin with me. First, I had to start loving myself and not blaming my parents. That was unity. Then I had to start enjoying my siblings and the ones, family members that are alive and not blaming them. And then it goes and spreads out to the community. So, and I know I'm a all kind of background. I'm white, I got black, I got Native American, and could be more. Thanks to DNA, we can find all of that. So how am I hate one side and not love the other? That's weird. And with that, I'll pass. It's Dion. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. I love you all.